starting Monday. Filming for White Noise is going to be happening in Wellington. How does this go about? How does one prepare a town to have a movie filmed in it? What are some of the behind the scenes? We're going to talk to Mayor Hans Schneider of Wellington, who's on the air with us right now. Good morning, Mr. Mayor. Good to have you on the morning show.
Hey, good morning. Happy to be here and talk about Wellington.
Well, let's start off by talking about how Wellington has a little soft spot in my heart. This is, and as somebody who's been a resident of Wellington for quite some time, as you are, you will appreciate this. When I was a kid, growing up somewhere before age 15, our personal friends of ours had a private lake out in nearby Huntington. And almost every weekend, we would go to this private lake, and for whatever reason, I always remembered going through Wellington. I was this seven-year-old kid who thought, wow, this is a cool place. It's got that Ben Franklin 5 and 10 right there. I don't know what it was about it, so I just thought that you would appreciate that. I do know Wellington.
Well, I certainly do appreciate hearing that, and that's a story we hear from a lot of people, whether they're just passing through or they grew up here and they left. And they come back for a visit. I think there's something special about Wellington, and it sticks in people's hearts, whether they grew up here, passed by here, or just visited.
So filming begins on Monday, but obviously a lot of preparation went into this. So take us back to the beginning. How did this all come about that they're filming White Noise or parts of White Noise in Wellington?
Really, the movie theater reached out. As you know, The Marksman with Liam Neeson shot a couple scenes here back in 2019. They felt, the production crew at that time, felt that Wellington was an excellent community to work with, that we were very encouraging in what they wanted to do. So they reached out this time again and asked if we would be interested in having them come down and film this movie, and we certainly were. I think anytime we can highlight the positive aspects of our community to others, it's a good thing to do, and we've been very pleased with the Netflix production crew and all their people that have been assisting down here getting Wellington ready.
So what's next? After those first initial talks and the yeses are given out, what are the next steps involved?
Really, the next steps are really all on their end, which are, you know, formulating, you know, what type of scenes they want to film here. I know they made several visits just walking in the downtown area. It's my understanding that Noah Baumbach, the director, is particular about rehearsals. So they were down here even a couple weeks ago with the crew, just kind of doing a step-by-step. He likes to frame everything on how he's going to film it. So, you know, just a lot of on their end, just getting everything together. I mean, they had to get with the ODOT, the Highway Patrol, because they're, you know, shutting down all four routes into town, major routes for truck traffic. And then they had to go and start prepping in the downtown business area, which was meeting with businesses and seeing if they can buy them out for a couple days of filming. So, you know, a lot of the businesses, not all, but the vast majority of them will be closed. I mean, even Farm and Home Hardware is going to be closed for 2 days, and that's, you know, just something that just tells you about the scale of this production, what they're doing.
What are some of the scenes that they're going to film?
So it's my understanding there's, you know, obviously some scenes where the characters are walking downtown, and I believe they're doing, I believe in the book there's a scene where there's a train derailment and there's a toxic event. And it's my understanding one of those scenes will include this toxic event. So they'll have a mass casualty scene set up in the downtown district.
We're talking to Mayor Hans Schneider from Wellington. We are talking about the filming of White Noise, starring Adam Driver. That's going to start next week. I love it. You're very casual about the whole, you know what, there's going to be this toxic gas scene filmed, I don't know, somewhere. Well, good for you. I wasn't sure if they were going to film that particular section, because that is what the story is about, train derailment and toxic gas. I wasn't sure to what extent those scenes were going to be filmed in Wellington.
Yeah, it's my understanding that's one of the scenes they're doing, because they did talk about a mass casualty exercise. And hey, two, three years ago, we had a massive gas leak here in town. So, I mean, we're ready for this kind of stuff. I mean, we've already lived it in real life, so putting it on screen should be pretty simple for us.
Wow, wow. Well, you talked about this a little bit. Let's talk a little bit more, if you don't mind. How will this change the day-to-day in Wellington?
Really, the day-to-day, it's going to be, if you need to get downtown for anything, it's going to be an inconvenience for sure. Obviously, for businesses that are open, they'll have to make phone calls. They have a number they call to determine when they can get into the business, when they need to leave the business. So there may be like a 15 to 30-minute delay in their ability to do so based on what's being filmed. Residents, while they were able to get close to see things for the marksman, largely won't because downtown will be shut down at Cortlandt Street on the east side, on the south side at McGar, on the west side at Depot Street, as well as the north side there at Taylor Street. So it'll be very hard to kind of be as close as they were for the marksman. But, you know, we expect there will be a lot of people there on the fringe outskirts trying to catch a glimpse of the cast.
Are there any opportunities for residents of Wellington to get involved, either as extras or anything along those lines?
So I do know that they did already have a casting call, and there are actually, I believe, I know of one Wellington resident that is not necessarily in the scenes here at the Village that they're filming, but will be on call for scenes in other areas of Ohio through September. So, you know, so I do know of at least one Village resident that made the cut, and we'll see if there's any others.
Why not you? Where's the mayor's cameo?
No cameo for me. They probably saw my work in the murder mysteries out of the Eagles and said this is definitely not a comedy, so we can't have him in this kind of serious type of scene. So.
Do you know if there's going to be any interior interior scene shot in Wellington, or strictly these exteriors?
I think they're exteriors, but I don't know that for sure. For some reason, they didn't ship me a copy of the script, so I can't exactly see that. But based on conversations, I think it's primarily exteriors, although there may be some interior scenes, because if you look at some of the storefronts, they have put fake interiors in there, so there may be some scenes like that.
I was really impressed that they're only going to close off the streets for a couple days, because when you think about it, exterior scenes, even the simplest ones, can take a while to film. But if you're talking that there's going to be any of the scenes filmed about the catastrophe, those usually take a while. So the fact that it's only going to be about a 3-day shutdown is pretty impressive.
Yeah, it is pretty impressive. And then, you know, also with those exterior scenes, you got to play into the weather. And, you know, there looks like they're calling for some rain potentially on Monday and Tuesday. So hopefully they can dodge those showers. But, you know, when the marksman was here, they were here for almost 12 hours, and they ended up getting 4 or 5 minutes, you know. So it's interesting to see all the effort that goes into it over the next couple days there next week. And we'll see how many of those hours turn into just minutes or seconds on film.
So your answer to this will probably be, why not Wellington? But I'm going to ask you the question anyway. Why Wellington? Why do you think they chose this one? Other than some of the history with the marksman, I understand that. But ultimately, something made them ultimately say, yes, that's the place. What do you think it is?
I think it is hometown Americana. I think you can walk into Wellington, and it is like many other communities, but there's something special about it when you walk into the downtown area. People
yeah.
still greet people eye to eye. They smile. They say hello. It is, you know, I use this phrase a lot, and some people take offense to it, but it is hometown Mayberry, small town America, where people still smile and are friendly, and there's just a good feeling when you're in the community, walking the downtown district. Shop owners are outside engaging people. So, you know, I think when you come down there and you experience that, it's probably a place that you want to be.
Sounds like a plan. Mayor Hans Schneider, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
All right. Hey, thanks for having us on.